everybody. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
This is Tiffany.
So today, we'll be talking about why language learners keep getting confused when to use in and at.
Oh, yes. Those prepositions can be hard to know when to use them. So let's help out our listeners so they know the correct way to use these two prepositions.
好，那我们今天啊就来一节比较正经的介词语法课了，和大家讲一讲呢，什么时候用 in， 什么时候用 at。今天笔记也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Let's start off with in and at. The biggest and most important difference between I am in the library versus I am at the library.
这两句话大家能区分开来吗？ I'm in the library, I'm at the library. 如果用中文来表达的话都是我在图书馆里。那在描述地点的时候，这个 in 和 at 有什么区别呢？
In usually means something contained inside something else, a position with space limits.
对，如果 in 后面加地点的话，强调这个空间的限制，表示在什么什么的里面。
Exactly, and at is a place or a location.
对， at 后面加地点，强调的就是我们在哪个地方。我们之前学介词表达地点的时候呢，大家可能记住这么一点。In 后面加大地点，比如说 in China, in LA, 但是 at 通常加上一个小地点 at the airport, at the company. 但是这并不是说不能用 in the library, 只是呢他们强调的重点不同。
There are times when it's going to be confusing, but these are the basic rules.
Yeah, I think we should do a quick little role play.
Yeah.
那接下来呢我和 Tiff 来做一个角色扮演，放到对话里帮助大家理解 in 和 at。Hey, I'm at the library.
I'm here too. Where are you? I'm outside.
I'm in the romance section right now. You'll see me when you come in.
I'm going to get something in the game section. I'll be there in a bit.
Hurry. I'm going to be at the checkout soon in line. Meet me there. 好，大家注意到刚刚这个对话里的一些介词了吗？第一句话我说的是 I'm at the library. 我告诉 Tiff 我在图书馆里。我不在停车场，也不在咖啡厅，强调的是我在的这个地点，所以是 at the location, 所以是 I'm at the library.
Yeah, so if we were going to meet up and you said I'm at the library, my next question would be where? I know it's the library, but where at the library? Some libraries are really big, you know?
Yeah, 所以呢我说完 I'm at the library, Tiff 马上就问我 where at the library, 图书馆的哪里？然后我就告诉他 I'm in the romance section.
Exactly. Romance section means the section or the area where all the romance novels are kept.
对，所以呢 romance section 指的就是图书馆里爱情小说的那一片区域。因为图书馆里是被划分成很多很多的区域嘛，我在其中的一个，有空间限制的，所以用的就是 in the romance section.
Yeah, that's why I told you I'm going to get something in the game section.Here, it should be in the game section.
同样的道理，那 Tiff 告诉我他在游戏区，所以用的就是 in the game section.
Exactly. So when you are using in, it's going to be in a more specific place.
哎，那我们刚刚最后一句话，我和 Tiff 说，我在收银台那里排队。收银台这个地方并没有一个清晰的空间的划分，强调就是我在那个地方，所以用的是 at the checkout.I'm going to be at the checkout soon.
And at the checkout, there's a line, right?
Yeah, many people waiting in line.
So noting that, when we are waiting for something one after another, we say we wait in line, not at line.
对，最后一个要注意的就是排队，用的是 in line. 你可以这么理解，因为排这个队嘛，有清晰的空间，它不是散点状的分布，而是直线的分布。所以啊，大家记住这个用法。排队就是 waiting line.
By the way, having to wait in line is such a nuisance.
I agree.
But you know, most of the time, it can be either one of them.
Yeah, it just depends if you're in a specific space or not. That is when you know how to use one or the other.
Maybe now we can do the role play one more time for our listeners to understand them fully.
Good idea. 那在讲解完之后呢，我们会把刚刚对话再来读一遍，大家再注意一下里面介词的用法。Hey, I'm at the library.
I'm here too. Where are you? I'm outside.
I'm in the romance section right now. You'll see me when you come in.
I'm going to get something in the game section. I'll be there in a bit.
Hurry, I'm going to be at the checkout soon in line. Meet me there.
All right, that was great. I think that's all the time we have today. Hope it helped.
那今天我们讲的呢，就是 in 和 at 这两个介词表示地点的时候一些用法。大家在了解基本用法之后呢，在阅读啊、听力的时候多注意，在实际运用中来理解巩固。今天笔记也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's morning English.
Bye. See you next episode.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。